What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Oh, hey, friends. This sale's for you. The DSW Friends and Family event is on. DSW VIP members get 25% off almost everything in stores and online for a limited time. Don't miss out. This only happens twice a year. Not a VIP? You're still family to us. Join for free to get in on the savings. Plus, VIPs always get free shipping on anything. Save on must-own shoes today when you shop the DSW Friends and Family event at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
I hate when this happens, but sometimes this is reality. You either sign him at about what these other quarterbacks are making, or you're moving off him. Like, there was really no in between, right? And so if that was the alternatives that I was presented with, I would probably do what the Niners ended up doing it as well, which is sign him and give him the money. But I would freely acknowledge the second pen hit paper and I had to put that money in the escrow. Oh boy, that's a lot of money. That's all I'm saying. It's a lot of
money.
That's
fine. And my whole thing is, if you're going to be happy with this number this time last year, you should be happy about it now, because I think everything, the totality of last season, was such an absolute dumpster fire around him. I still think overall he had a pretty good year. All things considered, not a great year, not the MVP caliber season the year prior. I thought he had a good year, all things considered. 888-957-9570.
Yeah, he was good, not great last year. And I know there's all these advanced metrics to try to like do cartwheels to explain how good he was. Like, look, everyone.
Only one great player on that team last year. And I know Fred Warner got a second team or first team all pro on a bum ankle. He was really freaking good. I thought only one player was truly great last year for the Niners. That was George Kittle. That was the only guy that was really great.
I agree. And like, if I knew today, hey, Joe, CMC is going to be healthy for 15 games.
Yep, that's.
I would be like, look, I think Brock's going to have a great bounce back.
There you go.
Right? I would, but like, again, that goes back to like the guys like Jalen Hurts, for example. When Jalen got his payday, I was like, bad contract. I wouldn't have paid him. I was wrong. And then when you put him with Saquon Barkley and the weapons that they have around him, he completely shut me up and played not good. He played great football in the playoffs. And I stand here today and I admit I was wrong.
We are coming to you live from the Laughing Monk Studios, Laughing Monk Righteously Brewed in San Francisco. We're going to discuss this with Mike Florio, Pro Football Talk at 8:30. You know Mike, been on this station a lot, been on this show a lot. NBC Sports, him and Chris Sims do a hell of a job there. And we'll get his thoughts on the Brock Purdy deal. I want to get your thoughts on it right now, because we got damn near full phone lines talking about it. Do you love it? Do you hate it? How are we feeling about the Brock Purdy contract now, going forward?
Before you go to the lines.
I love it.
I know you do. I know you love it.
I love it.
This is what I love the most about just overall, as I step back, he's going to be there for everything this offseason.
Yes.
That's number one. Franchise quarterback. Yes. And of all the guys on the team that I trust to show up day in, day out, ready to practice and ready to work, Brock Purdy is it's a layup that we should expect.
Isn't he like the quintessential franchise quarterback? Just that's the guy.
No doubt. But I would like him to take on more personality.
Sure. Well, that might not be him,
more of a leader.
That might not be him.
Honestly, I think there's going to be a time and a place where I want him to bark at Shanahan in a good way.
Okay.
I'm talking about in a good way. Creative tension in a good way. That's once you become the highest paid guy on a corporation as big as the Niners, I think you have some earned equity, and I want to see him grow in leadership because I think that he is a good leader. He sets the example, but I think his voice is desperately needed. This team needs voices. That's number one. Number two, you got George Kittle inked up. Mm-hmm. Love that. Love that Fred Warner sounds like he's getting inked up. Love that their draft class looks like it's ready to go and participate.
Hey, they're saying Michael Williams is going to be that dude. Everyone keeps telling me. We'll wait and see.
And then,
OTAs are OTAs, but the guy is a physical specimen.
Look, you got rid of the worst special teams coordinator and the worst defensive coordinator in all of the NFC, and that's being gentle.
And you bring back a guy that you've been to a Super Bowl with, Robert Saleh.
Exactly. All right? You got 20 rookies. You got two new kickers that are going to compete with Jake Moody.
Greg right? Joseph.
This has been a pretty freaking good offseason, if not great. And so to have all of that other stuff not linger into this year, I am happy for that. Absolutely. But that doesn't mean that this isn't rife with risk.
Larry, San Francisco, how are we feeling about this Brock contract, Larry? Good morning.
Hey, what's up, fellas? It's been a long time since I called in just because of a horrible season last year. What's up, Joe? Hey, I got to tell you guys something. You guys need to stop, man. Just stop it. Let me tell you something. That last caller who said that, what's that Baltimore quarterback's name? I'm drawing a blank.
Lamar Jackson.
Right. Lamar Jackson has had a stacked team his whole career, and he cannot win a playoff game. Let's just face facts. Brock Purdy has done much more than Lamar Jackson. But I'm not saying that Lamar Jackson ain't great. He's like the early Peyton Manning, who's really great in season and then falls apart in the playoffs. But to pass that part, all this worry and angst about Brock Purdy, Brock Purdy's legit. If you put Brock Purdy last year on any other team that had anybody who could catch the ball, one, because Debo dropped the ball, everybody dropped the ball last year. If you had a running back that could run for more than four games in a row, I think he would have did better. He would have made it to the playoffs. But it just brings me to one point. 49er fans are the weakest fans in all of sports. Our announcers just don't – we have no enthusiasm about anything. We hate every decision our team makes. If our team wins the Super Bowl, the first thing we're going to say, yeah, but we should have five. You know? I mean, it just gets old after a while. That's why I kind of quit paying attention to it. It's just because it's like almost depressing to listen to sports talk shows now because it's always the same thing. It's all, no team can win if they pay their quarterback this, they pay their quarterback that. You know what I mean? Let's just get on and play the game and enjoy football.
That's Larry in San Francisco. He loves it. He says, you know what? Brock's better than Lamar. I'm not going quite there yet. By the way, Lamar Jackson's 28 years old. Should have three MVPs. He already has two of them. He's a Hall of Famer already.
We're just going to respectfully disagree.
Yeah, that's a crazy take. As it pertains to Brock Purdy, though, he loves the contract. Do you love the contract? And does the fact that this is a drama-free offseason for the most part, does that carry any weight for you Niners fans? Because we've talked ad nauseum about just the emotional and mental toll that this fan base has had, which kind of sounds insane. Maybe we just need to take a step back as fans, but we can't do that because we're all diehards, and that's why we're doing this job right now, Joe. We are mentally and emotionally invested in every single decision that these franchises make. But the last couple seasons, it's been a lot. Ayuk, McCaffrey, Trent Williams, Nick Bosa.
The Jimmy saga.
Jimmy. Last year.
Trey Lance saga.
Go to the Warriors. Jonathan Kuminga. Lowry Markkanen. It'll be happening again this year as Jonathan Kuminga and Joe Lacob sitting next to each other courtside at the Valkyries game. Like, sometimes the offseason, the drama of it, is better than the regular season. When I say that, it's almost like Michelle watches those Real Housewives or whatever sometimes, oh, yeah. Right? Sometimes the tell-all shows at the end of the season. What's up? Yeah, you do too.
I do too.
I love Love is Blind.
You mean the
on
show
Netflix.
Recaps?
The recap.
What's the guy's name who's printing money?
Oh, and watch what
Andy
happens.
Cullen?
Yeah, Andy Cullen. Yeah, there
that
you go.
That guy, you want to talk about a guy that is, he's making more than Brock Purdy's making. That guy is a genius.
I respect it, honestly. The hustle. He's great at what
he
does.
He'll cross his legs and like, is that really what you said about her?
And then he has.
Like the way he says it, dude, he just tees him up.
I wish I had a pencil right now because he has it in his mouth.
Yes.
You're like, huh, interesting. Yeah, yeah right. Yeah, but that's what I'm saying.
I'm a Tamara guy.
What's up?
Tamara, I don't know if you know her.
No.
She's one of the original Housewives.
Oh, okay.
I don't know why. I always rock with her.
Please, you got to get into Love is Blind, by the way. It's the best. It's great. Nick Lachey, Vanessa Lachey. They're not the best moderators. Some of those Love is Blind, like Mexico, I think they're a little bit better. There's different countries for it.
Yeah, but sports is, no doubt. The transaction has overridden all of the drama and the transactions have overridden the actual game.
Are you more excited, which this sounds insane, are you more excited about the offseason of the NBA or these conference finals?
Oh, no, I think this is actually a really fun conference finals.
I think most people would say the offseason.
No,
where the hell's Giannis going?
But like, what's Knicks, going on with Pacers, Kevin Durant? One of those fan bases is going to be thrilled to be in the finals.
I'm actually, this is what I'll say. There's going to be a franchise that gets its first ever trophy,
yeah,
right? Well, I know the Supersonics technically.
And the Knicks had one in the 70s.
Right. But the Pacers, the Thunder, and the Minnesota, one of those teams will win their first ever trophy in that certain city. Yes. I'll say that. And then the Knicks, it's been 50 years, right? So that's going to be fun in and of itself, right?
Mm-hmm.
But outside of that, I can't wait until the season ends and then it's just Giannis watch, Kevin Durant. What are the Warriors going to do? Is Jonathan Kuminga going to go? They can do a sign and trade. I'm saying all that to say sometimes the offseason can be more juicy. In this case, for the 49ers, I'm kind of glad it's not because I've had enough of that. I've had enough of the drama of the last couple seasons with all those contracts. I'm going to give credit to Kyle Shanahan.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to give credit to Jed York, to John Lynch, to Parag, everyone, all the Niners brass, the executive level, for nipping all this in the bud early when it comes to these contracts. And Fred Warner, as we all think, that's going to happen soon. So let's go. Let's go. We got our guys. They're signed up. Let's freaking go.
No drama. No, that's so true. The drama and being removed of all the negativity, absolutely true.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Oh, hey, friends. This sale's for you. The DSW Friends and Family event is on. DSW VIP members get 25% off almost everything in stores and online for a limited time. Don't miss out. This only happens twice a year. Not a VIP? You're still family to us. Join for free to get in on the savings. Plus, VIPs always get free shipping on anything. Save on must-own shoes today when you shop the DSW Friends and Family event at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Are they a better team, like a year later?
Yes. If Christian McCaffrey, of all reports, he's healthy, absolutely they're a better team.
Well, but think about where you were a year ago. You thought he was healthy.
We didn't know.
That was
again, going back to drama, the dirty little secret.
Yeah.
All of a sudden, it's game one. Actually, McCaffrey in bilateral Achilles. What?
I mean,
it was insane.
And look, like, if CMC had another year like he did a couple years ago, I could see that happening. But
yes,
if you told me he was never the same player, I could also see that happening. So, like, when we go, like, true Humpty Dumpty Matt Steinman style, like, I have no strong opinion either way. That's me trying to evaluate whether CMC is going to be X factor, one of the best players in the league, CMC, or I have no idea. If I knew that CMC would be closer to the version he was a couple years ago, I would be doing cartwheels right now as a Niner fan. Because I would be like, they're going to be just fine.
Yeah, I don't think this entire season hinges on his health. I think a lot of 49ers fans feel like that's the case when it comes to a Super Bowl. But I do think this team was a couple games away here and there last year without him. And they could have been a playoff team. It just takes a little mix and a match in here. Some guys need to step up. Some guys need to stay healthy. Again, it's baked into the equation with any sports team, right? Health is going to dictate everything. Like, the Warriors weren't winning anything when Steph Curry got hurt, the grade one hamstring training, they were done. They were cooked. It sucks to say that. They were done. And I credit Draymond and Steve Kerr saying, yeah, ifs and buts are candy and nuts, we'd all have Merry Christmas. We're not going to go down that road because it doesn't matter because we've benefited off people getting hurt too. So it's similar where it's just like, yeah, Christian McCaffrey got hurt. In hindsight, he was the team's best player overall, top to bottom. And you can't replace a guy like that. Now, Jordan Mason was incredible, right? He was really freaking good for that team.
Joe, I know it's a different season. They lost 7-8 to end the year. Okay. So, like, I as optimistic as I am, and I also acknowledge, like, this team got handled within their own division.
He did.
All right. Kyler outplayed Brock Purdy and the team.
But am I fearing this division right now? I'm not.
No. But I'm just saying, like, let's not act like they were really close. They weren't. They actually weren't.
Well, not really close.
They were good last year.
But they had a couple games here or there where you could say, you know what? We win those. Hey, that 20, like, the game you had against the Rams in L.A., that's one where it's just okay, like, wow, that was an absolute dumpster. You just go through the entire schedule.
But Stafford outplayed Brock in the second half.
Yeah, but it was more so the special teams for me.
There's and Ronnie Bell dropped the big time pass, but also Brock missed Brandon Ayuk on a wide open over the top play. And Stafford was excellent in the second half, throwing to no one. Remember? They had no one in that game. So, like, look, I like Brock. He's a really good player, but this team went 1-5 in the division last year. And for whatever reason, Kyler Murray gives them fits. And I don't even think that highly of Kyler Murray, but he's a guy that can play elite on any given day, and he can also play terrible. I don't know what to make of Seattle, Joe. Sam Darnold, is he the guy that lost the final two games of the year as ugly as he did? Or is he closer to the guy that looked spectacular?
You know why?
I have no clue.
No, we all know why he looked spectacular last year. It's because the head coach, Kevin O'Connell, who comes from the Sean McVay, Kyle Shanahan coaching tree. That's why he looked incredible last year. And he had Justin Jefferson, and he had Addison. He had all those plethora of weapons to throw to. That's why he looked incredible last year. And he had a resurgence. Who's my running back who came from Green Bay over there?
Aaron Jones.
Thank you. Like, that's why he looked incredible. Now he's going to a defensive-minded head coach over
really
in Seattle.
I really like McDaniel, or whatever his name is.
Kubiak, is that another one there?
Is what? It the it offensive is. One of the Kubiaks just took the job.
Right, like, we'll see.
Well, they lost DK. Like, we'll see.
There's no Tyler Lockett.
I guess what I'm going at is to pretend like the rest of the NFC West isn't near you is kind of foolish. Like,
well, it's the Rams. They're the class of the division, and they were a drive away from going to an NFC championship, and I think they would have had a good opportunity to beat the Washington Commanders, and maybe they're in the Super Bowl. And then who knows at that point? Maybe they win the whole damn thing. I have a lot of respect for them because they've done it.
Yeah.
They've won it. Kyle Shanahan has not won it yet. Sean McVay has, with that quarterback, Matthew Stafford. Puka Nacua is incredible. No more Cooper Kupp. He's gone. He's now in Seattle, but he's older. We'll see there. There's a lot still unknown about the Seahawks and Cardinals for me. I know, and I've seen Kyle Shanahan, Brock Purdy make sweet music together and almost win the whole damn thing. And that means a lot to me. Now, Christian McCaffrey was a part of that. George Kittle, all of these guys. It was incredible. Like, everyone, health is the most important thing for this team going forward. Health. Again, you laugh at that. You scoff at it. But the same thing could have been said for the Warriors heading into this playoffs, right? Like, health was the most important thing. And they played with their food in round one, and it bit them in the ass, right? Next year, heading into this season, no drama, all business, stay healthy. Focus on the goal. I'm feeling really confident about this 49ers team. I am. Mykel Williams can hit. That can change everything. Now you got another guy outside of Bosa. I'm feeling really confident about the 49ers. Maybe you might think I'm just talking myself into it. I'm not. I just feel really good about them. I do. You're looking at me like I'm lying.
No,
I'm not.
I mean, they had one of the worst defenses in the league last year. And I
can only get better.
Okay. You know, I agree. But when you're going from the bottom, literal bottom, you know, you got a long way to go. And we're asking for a lot from these rookies who we'll see. I think the template of trying to be like the Rams, where you struggle early on and then by like week 10, a lot of these rookies don't feel like rookies anymore. Like, that's what they're banking on. That's what they're absolutely hoping on. And then I look at the Niners offensive line right now and the run game. And I just think so much is of the unknown of Christian McCaffrey. And I think there's just a lot up in the air, you know, and I don't want to overrate them. I've overrated them the last couple of years heading into the year. And one year I looked good when they went to the Super Bowl. Sure. And last year, you know, they fell flat on their face. And they looked old and expensive and filled with holes.
I thought that the writing was on the wall for a regression last year. I think a lot of us and you know, the station, and of course, we wanted to ride the high of the 49ers. But the fact of the matter is, when you lose a Super Bowl, you take a step back the year after.
And well, they just the roster back. Wasn't good.
And the roster wasn't good, and there was a lot of drama. Again, there was a lot baked into last season. There's some tragedies. Your first-round pick got shot right down the street over here in downtown San Francisco. We know what went with Trent Williams, Charvarius Ward, some just tragedies in their lives, losing children. It was horrible. There was so much negativity and just, ugh. It was all bad last year. Fresh start, though, this offseason. I'm giving this team, you know, a clean slate when it comes to Kyle Shanahan, Brock Purdy. I don't think a lot of people are willing to do that. 888-957-9570 is the number, though. We're talking about the Brock Purdy contract and what that signified for you going forward, 49ers fans, is what? 5 years, $265 million, $181 of that is guaranteed, but it's really a three-year contract and $181 million guaranteed at this moment. How are we feeling about it? Are you feeling good? Are you feeling bad? Are you feeling indifferent? Are you feeling nervous? What? When you first saw that pop into your text, whether it was Rappaport, Schefter, whatever, how did you feel about it? I think that's simple. Simple as that. You're feeling a little nervous. I'm feeling great about it.
What are the risks, right? That's what I always ask myself.
He can get hurt, and then you're going to Mac Jones, and it's another dumpster fire season.
So, like, to me, like, what's the least risky thing about Brock? Performance. Yes. I kind of know what I'm getting from Brock Purdy, okay? Let's just cross that one off the list. Yeah. What's the next one? You referenced the injury.
Injury, that's the biggest risk for any
team. See, I think it's not. I think it's personnel around him, right? I have more questions on them. I'm talking about other people putting the right team around him because it's so hard. It's so hard. Ooh. I just watched Derek Carr, all right? And I think he's a solid quarterback. Not great, solid. And his entire career after he just retired, you can make the argument he played for some of the worst organizations that you could possibly play for in terms of building talent around you.
I don't think he was ever put in a good situation to win.
I agree. Ever. Okay. Ever. This organization, the Niners, they kind of did in Alex Smith with what? The personnel around him. Now, did his own performance and injuries factor into that? Absolutely. Why was Jalen Hurts so good this year? Now, I think he's a good player, but he also got hurt this year. Their personnel around him was outstanding.
Stacked offensive lines, stacked wide receivers, and the best running back in football.
All right.
That helps.
So, like, my number one question with this entire Purdy contract when it comes to risk is not his performance. It's not because I think he's going to be a good player. He's shown he's a really good player. It's not even his injuries, even though, trust me, the elbow is a concern. I am probably more concerned than the casual fan is about his stature. It's tough to stay healthy, right, in the league. But it's the personnel around them. Mm. The guard, the center, the right tackle. Going into the season with Juwan Jennings as wide receiver one, don't love that. Mm. I even though I'm a run-first team, right, I don't think I need a $40 million wide receiver to be prolific offensively. Where is CMC at? Who's your backup running back if he can't go? Mm. Garendo? He can barely stay healthy. And then I look at defense because you got to have complementary football. Can this defensive line, with all these rookies, actually be a good defense? I don't know. So the biggest question and the biggest risk I have on this entire Purdy contract is, what is the personnel and how do you build a team around him? And then it comes back to Shanahan and John Lynch. And as much as I like them, they got a lot of work to do.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.